From Spark and Anvil and Dance Quest, this is Story in Chapter 1 of the Dance Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Story was a wombat tween, low and solid and wonderfully close to the ground, with thick gray-brown fur and short, strong legs. She wore a loose, layered tunic that pulled around her when she sank down low, which she did often and happily. She was built for the floor and proud of it, and she was just as happy stretching one paw high into the air. On a cord, she wore a little wooden ladder charm with three rungs, and she pointed to each rung, low, middle, high, to remind everyone that dance lives at every height, not just up on tiptoe. Level is the up and down of dance, Story liked to say, tapping her three-rung charm. Low is down on the floor, rolling, crouching, sliding. Middle is standing height, where most moving happens. High is reaching and rising and jumping. A dance that stays at one height gets flat and sleepy. Change your level and suddenly there's depth, surprise, drama, a whole extra direction to play in. And here's the big thing. No height is better than another. The floor is just as much dance as the leap.
Story grew up in the Burrow Warren, where her family were the tunnel diggers, creatures who lived their whole rich lives at every level of the earth. There were high, sunny galleries near the surface, cozy middle rooms, and deep, low chambers where the Warren gathered on cold nights. The burrow taught Story something the sky creatures never learned, that down is not less. The deep, low rooms were the warmest, safest, most beloved places in the whole Warren. Little Story once felt clumsy because she couldn't leap high like the wallaby kits. "I'm no good," she moped, low to the ground as always. Her uncle, digging beside her, laughed kindly. "No good? You're the best low dweller in the Warren. You think the deep room is worth less than the high gallery? It's the heart of the place." He showed her how much power lived down low, how a strong push from a crouch, a roll, a slide close to the earth was every bit as thrilling as a jump. "Every height belongs to you," he said. "The floor is your friend, not the place you fell to." Story grew up loving all three rungs of her little ladder equally, and never once believed that higher meant better.
At 12, Story trundled to Dance Quest, three-rung charm swinging. Rhythm met her and asked, "What is level?" Story touched each rung, low, middle, high. "It's the up and down of dance," she said. "Low on the floor, middle led standing, high in reaches and jumps. Change your level and the dance gets depth and surprise. And no height is better than another. The floor is as much dance as the leap." She patted the ground fondly. "The floor's a friend." Rhythm smiled. "You are appointed."
Story Studio had a wonderfully soft, warm floor. She'd insisted on it. And today, a lanky heron tween named Sumi stood stiffly, refusing to go down.
"My dance is all up high," Sumi said. "Reaches and tiptoes and a little jump, because that's the pretty part, right? But Rhythm says it looks flat and all one note. And honestly," she hesitated, "I don't want to go down on the floor. It feels like falling, like admitting I got tired, like it looks bad."
"Oh, we've got to fix that feeling first, because it's just not true," Story said gently, sinking down low herself, comfortable as anything. "Going low isn't falling, and it isn't giving up, and it certainly doesn't look bad. Watch." From her low crouch, she pushed a powerful rolling slide across the floor, then a rise, then a reach up high, then back down. Low, high, low. It was thrilling to watch, full of depth and surprise, and the low parts were the most powerful of all. "See, the floor gave me the push. Low is where a lot of strength lives." She coaxed Sumi down. Nervously, the heron sank to the floor and found it didn't feel like failing at all. It felt strong. When she rose from it into her high reach, the reach meant more because it had somewhere to rise from. Her one-note dance suddenly had depth.
It felt powerful, Sumi said, surprised. Going down felt strong.
Because it is, Story said. She gave the heron the rules, tapping her three rungs. Use all three heights. A dance stuck at one level goes flat. Let low be low and proud. Rolls, slides, crouches are full dance, not resting. Contrast your levels for surprise. A high reach means more right after a low sink. And never think higher means better or prettier. The floor is a friend and a source of power, not a place you fell to.
When the soft floor cooled for the evening, Sumi lingered, practicing sinking low and rising, low and rising. I really thought going to the floor would look like I'd given up, she admitted, or like I couldn't do the pretty high stuff. I was kind of scared of it. Story settled comfortably onto the ground beside her, layered tunic pooling. So many dancers carry that fear, like the only real dancing is up high and light. But that's a story about looking, not about dancing. Your body can do astonishing things down low. Press, roll, coil, spring. The floor holds you up so you can push off it. Being low isn't less. It's a whole rung of your ladder, and it's yours. She patted the warm floor. The heart of the Warren was always the deep room. Sumi pressed her paws to the floor, felt its steady strength push back, and the fear of going low melted into a grounded, quiet confidence. The ease of knowing every height belonged to her. Every height belongs to you, Story said, touching all three rungs of her charm. Doesn't it feel good knowing the floor is your friend?
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Story. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.